Original articles. Training of teachers who work with literature in non-classes times. Author, Rita Marta Mozzetti, graduated in pedagogy from the University of Franca with qualifications in school administration, educational guidance, and school supervision, and post-graduation in didactics for modernity from the University of Franca. She is currently a teacher of elementary school I of the State Public Education Network since 1993 and director of the Youth and Adult Literacy Project of the Municipal Secretary of Education at the City Hall of Franca since 2007. Master's student in Regional Development at Franca Municipal University Center. Email, rmounctti@yahoo.com.br. Author, Maria Cristina Piana. Postdoctorate at the Federal University of São Carlos, 2020. PhD in Social Work from the São Paulo State University Julio de Mesquita Filho, Campus Franca, SP, 2008, Masters in Social Work from the same university, 2003, Specialist in Social Policy and Social Work from University of Brasilia, Graduation in Social Work and Licentiate in Pedagogy. He is currently a professor at the undergraduate department and at the postgraduate program in social work, master's and doctorate at the Faculty of Human and Social Sciences, São Paulo State University Julio de Mesquita Filho, Campus Franca, SP. Email, cristina.piana@unspe.br. Author, Adriana Santos da Silva, graduated in history from the Universidade Estadual Paulista Julio de Mesquita Filho. Faculty of Human and Social Sciences, São Paulo State University Julio de Mesquita Filho, Campus Franca, SP, 2003. Email, rmounctti@yahoo.com.br. Abstract, this article aims to present the continuing education offered to teachers in the reading rooms of the Municipal Network of Franca, SP in the online format. Based on the theoretical framework that brings the studies of Paulo Freire and Francisco Imbernón, it is possible to see that the support for the formation of teachers is based on the conception of literature as an art and not only for the realization of pedagogical activities. Thus, the training focused on awakening the teachers to the literary artistic field and aiming to change their professional practice. The formations reported here show that even with the absence of in-person classes, the teachers continued their studies and research. Keywords: continuing training, teacher training, literary reading, literary education.